Hello, and welcome to
Ill on Earth,
the podcast.
My name is Cassidy.
My name is Casey.
And together we are the Bell Sisters. Join us each week as we corrupt your soul
and bring you to salvation,
discussing life, death, and everything in between.
Are you afraid of getting into heaven?
Hello.
And welcome back
to Bell on Earth.
Your nightmare.
True. Especially this episode.
Yeah, for real.
Oh my god.
So this episode, we wanted to make it a little bit light, kind of fun, since the last two episodes were obviously very heavy.
Yeah.
And we wanted to talk about the TLC channel, as well as just like reality shows in general, because it kind of relates to last week's topic in that they are just quite crazy and weird and mildly abusive.
Mildly.
Yeah. But I think it's also light in terms of we can have fun and like make fun of some of these shows and just talk about them.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely came up because of like Quiet on Set, and then of course, not to promote, but like the JoJo Siwa stuff going on with her new single coming out. Yeah. So like it's everything that I've fucking seen has been against my will. I've been like trying to stay off social media because I'm just so tired of being bombarded with all this shit. But it just kind of like brought us in that mindset of like these shows are so ridiculous sometimes. And yeah, like I don't know, in some ways I feel bad for people like JoJo who, like, had to grow up being so exploited on these TV shows, but it still, like, honestly doesn't take away from the fact that she's just, like, really annoying.
Yeah. But I think that was, like, what we had talked about originally was the fact that, like, people like JoJo Siwa, and, I mean, kind of specifically JoJo Siwa, but, like, yeah, a lot of people from these reality TV shows kind of end up being, like, brain deformed. Because, like,
I mean, who are we to speak, but
yeah.
I feel like we're just, like, brain differently formed.
Yeah, basically. But, like, realistically, like, I can't imagine what growing up on a TV show, especially one like Dance Moms, which, to be fair, is not TLC. It is true. Lifetime,
I think. I believe so.
Yeah, I think I looked it up before. But, yeah, it's not TLC. But anyway, Dance Moms is, like, such a crazy, abusive show. Like, Abby Lee Miller was not cool or, like, nice in any regard. And I just can't even imagine what that has done to, like, these little girls' brains.
Oh, for real.
And there's, like, no way that, like, any of them are, like, okay now. Like, no. I know that they tried to have, like, some sort of reunion and, like, most of the girls would just not go because they, like, did not want to relive all the stuff they went through.
No.
Which is just crazy. And, like, again, like, you were talking about, it's, like, you want to have some sympathy for JoJo because it's, like, yeah, she went through this, like, really significant trauma and stuff, obviously. Like,
in, like, public, too.
Yeah, we all watched it happen. And, like, of course, like, you know, the producers are telling her to say mean things about the other girls. And, like, they're all being pit against each other. And they're being overworked and underpaid and blah, blah, blah.
And as a child, like, it's one thing to, like, go through all that as an adult.
Right, because your brain's, like, not forming. Like, that literally
yeah
forms your brain in a different way to yeah go under that much stress. On top of also, like, perfecting, like, your craft and something that, you know, I mean, it's such a young age. If you're a dancer, you probably, I mean, you're either being forced into it by your parents or it's something you're really passionate about. And both of those basically, like, ruin your life. Like, you either are being pressured to be in this and now have to be perfect because, like, the people who are raising you and are, like, legally obligated to take care of you are forcing you into a thing you don't want to do, or you're like are being so heavily pressured about a thing that you truly love and are passionate about, and you don't get to explore it in your own way and create your own like artistic creations because you just like aren't allowed to. Like, you have to do what they're telling you to do, and you can't like express yourself in the way that you would like to.
Yeah, so, I feel like in general, like, competitive anything for children, I don't think I agree with. And, like, I obviously, okay, it's one thing to have, like, you know, like, whatever, if you're really good at dance or gymnastics or soccer, to have, like, competitions. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, like, this is their fucking career, and they're, like, 10 years old. Like, the amount of pressure, both, like, mentally, physically, and, like, emotionally as well, to have that much stress on you is unhealthy for most people, but especially for a child. And, like, you haven't even been able to live your life yet. Like, why are you focused on, like, making money? Why are you focused on, like, perfecting a craft to the point that, like, you have to compete at such, like, a high level?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that any child, regardless if they're a fucking prodigy or not, like, I don't think any child should have to do something like that.
No.
Even if they love it. And if they do love it, I feel like that's even more of a reason to not have them go through this kind of shit.
Exactly. And yeah, I agree. Like, I think tournaments and, like, competitions, like, between, like, other people in your area or even, like, out of state or whatever, like, it's not, like, that big of a deal as long as it's, like, you're competing because you like the sport and because you, like, do these things, like, you know, like, the smaller competitions that, like, we've done before, right?
Like, yeah, like, when I played soccer, like, that's one thing to, like, you know, we practice a couple times a week, we have a game, and then we have a tournament, like, a couple times a year.
Yeah, right? And, like that's fine. And, like, it does have you, like, working towards, like, a goal, like...
Absolutely.
It, like, kind of, you know, like, it gives you, like, that tiny bit of pressure to want to improve, but, like, not too much, where it's, like, well, if I don't, like, win this, like, jamboree or whatever the fuck they called it, like, jamboree or whatever.
The jamboree. The jambalaya.
The jambalaya. If I don't win this jambalaya, then my family's not gonna eat for the next year.
Literally.
You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of ridiculous to put that much pressure on a child, which, again, like, it relates a lot to, like, what we've been talking about with Quiet on Set, and I think even more so because not only do you have pressures of the set, including the production, the people behind the cameras, you have the pressure of your parents who are trying to, like, egg you on and do better. You have the pressure of, like, all these people around you, like, telling you that you have to be perfect and that you have to do better. You're not getting the top of the pyramid. But it's also a reality TV show. So while the public, for the most part, understands that, like, Drake Bell is not, like, the way that Drake is on camera, or that, like, Jeanette McCurdy, like, you know, like, sometimes it's hard to, like, differentiate people from their character, especially in, like, a children's show, but, you know, I think that, like, the general public can understand that, like, Jeanette McCurdy isn't, like, Sam.
Just playing a character. Like, yeah.
Whereas, like, if you're watching Dance Moms and you see, like, these little girls, like, it's kind of hard to differentiate the fact that, like, they are still playing a role. They're not necessarily just being their authentic selves on camera, even though it is recorded, and it's, like, quote-unquote, like, reality TV. Like, they aren't... They're being, you know, pressured to say certain things, or they're being told to perform a certain way, or they're being, like, pushed to, like, turn against each other and, like, whatever. And, like, it's still kind of scripted, even though everything, not everything is scripted, but, like, a large part of it.
It's like they're still playing a character, but under their own identity.
Yeah.
When, like, especially as a child, like, you don't even really have a full identity yet because you're still learning yourself. You're still, like, trying to exist in this world, and, like, to have, like, that much pressure on a child and then go and manipulate everything they do and say is bizarre to me.
Right. And it's, like, not even... Because, like, yeah, then you have the pressure of being on the production and everything else, but because they're tied to their own, like, legal names, they're now, like, have so much more, like, pressure from the public, and they're so much more vulnerable to people because, like, that's their full legal fucking name on TV. Like, this isn't, like, a made-up name or anything like that. Like, it's their, it's, like, supposed to be them. It's supposed to be their character, quote-unquote. And I think, like, a lot of times it's hard for the public to differentiate the fact that, like, it's a TV show and, like, this is a person.
Yeah.
And that can be really traumatic for these girls because now, like, what the fuck are you supposed to do? Like, people are going to come up to you and be like, oh, like, I saw you on Dance Moms and, like, you were a real fucking bitch. Like, you're a horrible person, blah, blah. And, like, you know.
I was also 8.
But you know that people would, like, do that shit. Especially for sure. Little girls. Like, they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck if they're little or not.
It's anything, it makes them an easier target.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Which, like, just as a side note, especially on Dance Moms, like, in particular, like, I have seen a lot of people kind of, like, reflecting back on that show in particular and just, like, some of the dances and the outfits they have them wearing.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, that is just disturbing. And it reminds me of, I mean, obviously, like, Toddlers and Tiaras, but, like, what was that one show that was kind of, like, a documentary about, like, little children?
What?
There was this documentary where it was, they, like, were talking about kind of, like, young exploited girls on TV, but then there were, like, there's a lot of backlash because it's, like, well, you're, like, literally putting the same shit that you're trying to talk about on TV and, like, showing. What was the name of that? I'm gonna try to look this up.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was a documentary.
But, yeah, absolutely, like, there's, I don't know, it's just so disgusting to see some of this stuff. Like, I think we all knew at the time that it was, like, kind of inappropriate, but, like, looking back, it's obviously, like, much more, I don't know, not even much more inappropriate. It's still, like, it's still just, like, incredibly inappropriate to have, like, little girls in these, like, dresses and in this attire and whatever else. Being presented as, like, basically, like, sexualized beings on TV.
Yeah. It's just, like, disturbing to me that, like, anyone's finding this acceptable.
Yeah. I mean, especially, almost specifically Toddlers and Tiaras, because, like, at least Dance Moms is about, like, them dancing and, like, doing, like, art and stuff like that. At least there's, like, a reason for them to be there, I guess. Like,
Cuties. That's what the fucking movie or whatever it was.
Cuties?
Yeah.
I've, like, never heard of this.
Yeah, so it's supposed to critique the hypersexualization of young girls in modern society rather than exploit them. However, sorry, I'm just reading, like, a something that's, like, someone else wrote about it. Mm-hmm. But it says, however, the way the film presents its themes has been subject to the criticism and debate. Because the interpretation of the film's message is subjective. Wait, that doesn't even help me.
Oh, but basically, I remember this.
Like, the way that they portrayed all of it was, like, basically still exploiting them, and people were like, why are you, why are you trying to, like, talk about the exploitation of children while simultaneously exploiting them at the same time? You know, like,
yeah,
that does not make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, reminds me of that.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. It's just a good point. Like, that's exactly, like, what we have going on here is just, like, the exploitation of, like, little children. And again, like, specifically in Toddlers and Tiaras, you have these, like, baby girls being hypersexualized.
Yes.
And they're, again, toddlers.
It's literally in the name.
Toddlers. And they're being, like, hypersexualized on TV.
In, like, bikinis.
It's so
weird.
And,
like, dancing to, like, sexual songs. And, like, doing, like, weird explicit dance moves and stuff. And, like,
yeah,
they're being judged on it. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, by, like, old men.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's so weird.
And, like, to be honest, I don't really understand the point of having children's pageants in the first place. Like, No. I don't know if I initially understand, like, having, like, Miss Universe or whatever. But, like, those are adults. And, like, if you choose to be in beauty pageants, like, that's your choice and whatever. Yeah. But, like, children do not have the ability to consent. And so, like, why are we having children, like, why are we having them competing in these, like, weird fucking, like, weird competitions?
And, like, about, like, beauty, too. Like, why are you judging, how beautiful a child is? Like, that's so strange.
And it just, like, it's literally a breeding ground for predators and for abusive situations, obviously. And, like, I don't see how you could even think of it any other way. And, like, there's certain things online where I'm like, okay, like, yeah, I can see how people, like, might interpret this as, like, weird and, like, maybe sexualized, but, like, I can also see how someone could interpret this as, like, just innocent and cute and, like, fun, and just, like, sharing a moment with, like, a child or whatever. Right. But, like, a beauty competition has no innocent factor, and you can't sit here and be like, oh, well, you're just the dirty one if you think that this is inappropriate. Like, there's really no there's no way you could, like, justify something like that. And it doesn't make sense why we continue to allow things like that to happen. Because, of course, like, I don't think Toddlers and Tiaras still runs, but they still have beauty pageants all over the country, and I'm sure all over the world as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they absolutely do.
And it's just, it's weird. It's weird that we still have that in 2024.
Yeah.
Like, get rid of children's beauty pageants. Stop doing that. That's disgusting, and it's weird.
Just, like, in general, like, stop. Like, where, that's where, like, the, like, child labor laws get so wishy-washy when it comes to shit like that. Because, like, again, when it comes to little, like, sports competitions and blah, 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 like, even if money is involved, like, it's still different from, like, forcing a child to do literal labor in order to, like, make money regularly off of stuff like this.
Yeah.
Like, where does the line get drawn that that's not child labor?
Yeah, I don't really understand. Regardless if
they, like, enjoy it or not, I don't know, it feels weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really understand how that isn't considered child labor. Like, I don't know. I don't know, like, what the workaround for that is. I guess because they always are like, well, we provide them with a tutor and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but they don't even see the tutors half the time.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of these people, like, disregard child labor laws and all this stuff. So, like, I don't know. To me, not to be, like, conspiracy theory or whatever, but, like, there's no way that, like, Hollywood can get away with this without, like, no one checking in on them. You know what I mean?
And I mean, let's be real. Like, Hollywood obviously has a lot of money and has a lot of power and influence. So, like, I am sure that anyone who is a whistleblower gets, like, shut down immediately. They probably have ins with, like, some kind of, like, government entities, just because, like, anywhere that, like, money and influence is, like, you have power in that sense.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm sure a lot of things just get, like, swept under the table or squashed because of that.
Right. True. And I mean, like, even Corey Feldman, who I feel like did quite a good job trying to advocate for child welfare and stuff in Hollywood, and was still, you know, pretty swept under the rug.
I mean, he made whole fucking documentaries about it, and yet, like, it's still, like, years later that people are now, like, actually having a conversation about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very few people prior to, like, quite on set that anyone listened to him. And still, people are not listening to him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so gross to me.
Like, I feel like we were the only people to talk about him. Because I remember, like, hearing about this a while ago from, like, someone, like, I don't know, from someone else. And I was like, oh, like, who, and so I, like, looked up, it's like, oh, the guy from The Lost Boys. And I was like, oh, he did speak about, like, all this stuff and, like, brought up all these things. And then, like, I don't remember ever hearing about it again. It was just, like, from one person who happened to see, like, an interview with him.
Yeah. And I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. But, like, I also question how much of this is going to be, like, a fad that, like, kind of becomes that, like, talking point. Like, it goes all over TikTok and Instagram and everyone's talking about it. But then it kind of, like, nothing ever happens. Nothing comes out of it. Nothing really changes. It just becomes, like, a new talking point and then people move on.
I mean, I already don't see anyone talking about it. Like, yeah, as of lately.
Like, now all I see is fucking JoJo.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you still see, like, a handful of people saying stuff. But, yeah, now it's just moved on to, like, JoJo's karma. Me, 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 me.
And now it's all just people, like, remaking the whole, like, they'll, like, paint their face with, like, the JoJo makeup. And they're, like,
next podcast guest.
Like, I'm sorry, but that is not even funny.
No, you guys are literally just ugly.
Oh my god, called out.
Yeah. It's literally, like, not funny. You guys are, like, being fucking dumb, and, like, that needs to stop. Because, again, so annoying. Like, we were saying, like, JoJo's, I mean, listen, like, the song is cringy, it's annoying, and she's annoying, and, like, her promotion of it is annoying.
And yes, but, like, we know it's not her fucking original song either. Like, I don't fucking care. Like, this is the music industry. That's what happens.
Yeah.
It's nothing new.
Yeah, I guess to, like, sidetrack slightly, like, she doesn't write her own songs. Like a lot really of musicians think? Do not write their own songs. The majority of them really don't.
Especially, like, the big hits.
Yeah.
Like, even artists that do write their own songs, like, a lot of those, like, bigger hits end up being written by other people and, like, given rights to them.
Yeah. That's just how, like, the industry is. Like, Kesha's mom, like, that was what she did. She wrote songs for, like, Dolly Parton and other, like, pop, like, country people and stuff like that. Ed Sheeran got his start as, like, writing for a ton of different people. Like, he was a songwriter originally.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, they get their songs written, it's not that serious. And also, like, not for nothing, but those are two different skills. Like, to write a song and to sing a song are two different skills. And, like, some people have both, and some people have one or the other.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that serious. And, like, just because someone can't write a good song doesn't mean that they can't sing it well.
Or not, like, because some people, like, are, like, they like writing the songs, but they don't want to be a performer or, like, a major artist.
Exactly.
And vice versa.
Or exactly what you're saying. Like, oh my gosh, Elton John's,
yes.
I can't even remember his name now. It was a Birdie? Something like that. But Elton John's songwriter, like, he was not a performer. He didn't want to perform. He wasn't a musician. He wasn't...
Bernie Taupin.
Yeah. Taupin. He wasn't a great, like... Like, I think he was a decent piano player, but he wasn't a great, like, singer.
Yeah.
And he wrote, like, tons of music and just, like, couldn't, like, perform it. Whereas, like, Elton was really bad writing songs, but could perform them very well. And so that's why they got together as, like, a group, and they were a team for a long time. Like, that's just how it works, and it's really nothing not new. That serious. Yeah, and, like, a lot of people are saying that she stole the song, but I guess the whole thing was that someone else was given the song. I think it was originally written for Miley, and Miley turned it down, and then it was given to another person, and they recorded it, but they didn't release it, and so then
it just got scrapped.
Yeah, so it was an unreleased song, and then they gave it to JoJo, and, like, they were like, oh, well, we think you would like this song or whatever.
And yes, like, I saw interviews where she was talking about how she wrote it, blah, 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 but, like, I'm sorry, but, like, I don't care.
I know.
It's not that fucking serious. And, like, the more you give attention to it, the bigger it gets.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just shut up.
Right. It's just not that serious, and, like... Like we were saying, like, I think there's two sides of it. Like, one is the fact that, like, yeah, she is fucking cringy. And, like, whether you or not you like the song, like, it's kind of cringy, whatever. And she's kind of being annoying about it. Right. But the other side is the fact that, like, she, again, was an exploited child. She is doing what she's being told to do.
Yeah.
And, like, it is what it is. Like, it's really not that serious. And, like you said, like, the more you talk about it, the more relevant she gets. And the less you talk about it, the less relevant she gets. So if you want her to be less relevant, then, like, just stop fucking talking about it and making these stupid, equally cringy reels and TikToks where you're wearing ugly... Yeah, literally. Like, where you're wearing the same ugly-ass fucking makeup and doing stupid-ass fucking bullshit. Like, you guys are just as bad as her. If not, again, worse. Worse.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Stop.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Enough.
Enough! We said so.
Or else.
Or else.
Bitch.
Bitch. Yeah, it's just, like, stupid and ridiculous. Like, I just don't fucking get it. I don't get it.
Like, we're here, and, like, yeah, like, we're talking about it and blah, blah, blah. But, like, I don't know.
We're
like,
doing it in a cool way.
We're doing it in a cunty way.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I feel like, in a way, we're also kind of, like, sympathizing and, like, defending JoJo. Because, like, not that I defend her behaviors and song.
Yeah.
But, like, I do... As we were saying, like, I do in some ways, like, feel bad for the fact that she did have to, like, grow up on TV. And yeah. She did have to go through all of that, like, manipulation and abuse. And, like, people will have so much sympathy. I mean, as they should for, like, Drake Bell and these kids on Quiet on Set. But then when it comes to JoJo, like, no one...
In the same fucking breath. In
literally the same fucking time period.
Like, literally one after the other, we're like... Oh, why didn't they protect the kids? And, oh, my childhood was ruined and blah, blah, blah. And then literally in 30 seconds turning around and being like, JoJo Siwa is such a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
Like, and it's like, that's why I question if anything's going to change.
Or that people even fucking care.
Or, right. Like, for me, it's just like, it's just another fad. It's another thing to, it's another trend to talk about. And then people fucking move on. Like, people don't actually really care.
Yeah. Well, no, and this is like what I was saying, I think, last week is that like, we as the public are just as much abusers of these children as the actual fucking abusers.
Yeah.
We exploit them, we allow them to be exploited, we eat up their fucking shit for entertainment. Like, we don't want to stop seeing, like, children being exploited, basically.
Yeah.
Like, come on. And then also, on top of that, you have people who follow these people around, show up at their hotels, show up at their houses, like, all this crazy shit, are disrespectful in public when they see these people in public. I remember I read Jeanette McCurdy's book, I'm Glad My Mom Died. And first of all, it's really, really good. Highly recommend it. But also, like, in the book, she talks extensively about how, like, horrible and, like, traumatic and, like, disgusting she felt every time someone came up to her and was like, oh, Sam, you want some chicken? And, oh, Sam, like, where's your butter sock or whatever? And, like, she would be, like, so, like, heartbroken and so... grossed out because, like, on top of, like, her being, like, shouted these, like, weird things that, like, she was kind of starting to grow out of at some point, she's also, like, going through, like, a severe eating disorder.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, come on, you guys don't, like, understand that these people are fucking human. Like, yeah. Stop. Like, I get that we truly think that we, like, know these people, and to some degree, like, I think... that the way that the media is set up, it's set up in this way, especially now with Instagram and TikTok absolutely. And stuff, that we feel like we have a relationship with these people, but we literally do not. We don't know anything about them. We know, like, what they put out there into the public, but we don't know what's going on in their private lives. And it is up to us as the public to have these things change and shift, because, like, we are the ones who have the power to do that. And these people are all going to protect each other. And so, like, they're not going to kick out. They're not going to kick out, like, the child molesters in Hollywood. The
Brian Pecks.
They're not going to kick them out. They Brian Peck went them. From Nickelodeon to Disney yeah. for a reason. Because yeah. there's fucking pedophiles at Disney, too.
Yeah.
Like, do you mean, like, it's not, like, they're protecting each other. Mm-hmm. Not, like, a lone wolf. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so fucking disgusting. So, like, if you really think that, like, they're gonna do anything about it, like, that's not gonna happen. Like, as the public, we need to be the ones who are protecting each other, including our celebrities, and especially our celebrity kids.
Yeah, and I think, like, people have this mindset of, like, oh, well, they're a celebrity, they have money and influence, and they chose this life, and blah, 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 so I, like, shouldn't care. But, like, they're still fucking people, and especially, obviously, when it comes to children, like, a lot of the times they don't really have a choice, and even if they do, like, in a sense, choose to be, like, an actor or whatever, they're still, like, they're still a child. Mm-hmm. They're still, like, not fully formed. Like, they can't properly consent, even if they do consent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, they literally can't actually consent to being a worker. Like, yeah. They're working at, like, 0 to, like, 17.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times, like, these kids are in the spotlight for a long time. And, like, it's just kind of insane that, like we were talking about before, that the, like, child labor laws allow this, but also that, like, we grow up with these people and we, like, see them at every stage of their lives. We, like, get so much information about them and, like, we don't even... It's almost like because they're on TV, they're no longer a child or allowed to have child experiences.
Yeah.
And the same goes for, like, the transitional periods where they're trying to go from child to adult.
Yeah.
Like, we don't allow people to just have that transition, allow them to work those things out. Like, I know when I was transitioning from child to adult, like, I had cringy, awkward moments because, number one, you're going through puberty, so you have a ton of different hormones and different things going on in your brain.
Like, it's just an awful time in general.
Yeah. And number two, like, you are trying to figure out who you are. Like, you yeah. don't know what you're doing. You don't know who you are. You're trying to find your style, your aesthetic, your life path and everything else. And also, like, especially people who have gone through trauma, like, you have to learn how to not also be, like, traumatic to other people because all you know is abuse.
Yeah.
And so when you're going from, like, like, child to adult, like, you have to, like, start to figure out, not everyone does, but if you're, like, self-aware enough, like, you start to figure out, like, well, I'm also doing these same behaviors that were done to me. How do I stop doing that? And that's, like, a lot to process and go through.
Yeah.
And so, like, we take that for granted, I think, as people, and instead project all of our hatred and insecurity on these people who are doing that in the public eye. And it's just kind of disgusting that, like, we don't just, like, let them be people.
Yeah. And going back to, like, specifically the TLC shows and, like, these kind of...
I know, we really veered off track. I'm sorry. We that was, started like, off so as, like,
heated. We're
going
to have a lighthearted episode.
I know.
We can't stay away from the trauma dumping.
No, we really can't.
But to circle back to, like, those kind of shows, like, it really hits home when it comes to the kids who, like, grow up, like we were saying, with, like, their own identity on camera. So it's, like, they don't even have the protection in a sense of, like, oh, I was playing a character. Like, no, you were playing yourself. And, like, not only do you have to go through this transitional period, as yourself still, but, like, once again, like, you are put through these weird, like, manipulations and, like, everything you say is filtered by the fucking editors of these TV shows who portray you as the character that they want you to be seen as and not as the person that you really are behind the camera. And it's especially weird when it's those, like, family shows, like 19 Kids and Counting and, like, all those, like, weird, like, they're filming in your fucking... Yeah, they're filming in your fucking home.
Yeah.
Like, that's just weird.
I was gonna say that, too, like, They're in their own home, and they're also, like, just living their daily lives.
Yeah.
And they don't get to, like, have a moment of just, like, privacy and peace. And instead, they're just being filmed 24/7. Like, you watch some of these shows, and they're, like, filming them, like, all the time.
Yeah.
And it's, like, well, 'cause, like, it's weird to grow up like that.
Yeah. Like, even the episodes that you're watching, like, those are all, like, multiple cuts from, like, sometimes multiple days. Mm. So you're, like, being filmed for, like, 3 days in a row, let's say, and it's just, like, a 40-minute episode.
Yeah.
So, like, you're not even getting the full picture either.
Right. Obviously, yeah.
So now you're going through, like, all of this filming, all of these hours, all of this, like, time and energy and stress for, like, one fucking 40-minute episode, 20-minute episode, whatever it ends up being.
And it's, like, the parents that have them choose to do this. Like, yeah. These kids don't get to, like, choose.
Yeah, the kids and they are not calling TLC and are like, you know what? I have 30 siblings. You should come to my house.
Yeah, they're more than likely calling CPS.
Yeah, if they're gonna call anyone.
Yeah, if you're gonna call anyone, call CPS. But, no, for real, like, and it's especially weird when you have these, like, very little kids who, like, really don't know any better and are literally having their entire lives filmed and, like, growing up on camera.
And they're, like, throwing tantrums, which, like, first of all, they're a young child, but second of all, like, I would also throw a tantrum if I was being, like, fucking followed by a camera every day.
Yeah. Well, and I also feel bad for, like, kids who, like, are going through all their first, like, on TV without their consent.
Yes.
Like, their first dates or their first periods or, like, whatever. Like, it's weird. Like, I follow this one girl on TikTok who is a child welfare advocate. And she was, like, the daughter of a mommy blogger. And, like, she had her first period, like, blogged about. And she had, like, a bunch of, like, medical conditions that was all blogged about. And, like, I just, like, listened to a lot of her TikToks. And she's, like, I don't get to, like, choose what's out there or not. Like, my identity is tied to these, like, blogs that I have no control over. I didn't see a cent from. And yeah. Now my personal information that I did not want or choose to be on the internet is on the internet. And I can never get taken down.
Yeah.
Basically. And it's, like, even worse when, like, you have these TV shows like John K plus 8 and I mean 19 Kids and Counting is like a whole other thing.
Oh my God.
But like you have some of these shows and like they just don't get any privacy and they're not like allowed to pick and choose what goes on TV. Like they just have to like accept that whatever happens. And yeah. That's like insane.
Yeah. It's so disturbing.
Especially
to me.
On a network that's so large.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's the thing is that, like, these, like, shows in particular are the ones that people really tune into. And from my understanding, like, how TLC even, like, got its go.
That was part one of our two-part episode on TLC. Tune in next week for the second.
Thank you for listening to Belle on Earth, the podcast. We hope that your minds have been expanded and your bussies have been opened.
Be sure to rate and follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music.
This podcast is brought to you by Free Studio Productions. It's hosted and produced by Cassidy and Casey Bell. Big thanks to our executive producer, Derek Benton.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook for all of your content needs. See you later, haters.